I do that on purpose. The diamond's too big. The Word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and is a critic of thoughts and intents of the heart. All Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. All right, I have some scripture for the end of verse 17, and then we'll move on if we get through that. But an oft-quoted verse, at least by me. The believer in Jesus Christ is always in Christ, but the believer in Jesus Christ obviously isn't always in fellowship. So it behooves you, as our custom at Maranatha Church, to remind everybody to check themselves, to be sure that they're under the filling ministry of God the Holy Spirit. Confession of personal sin restores that and enables you to, among other things, have objectivity and appreciation for the information communicated. There are other factors involved in face-to-face teaching. The other factor is the recognition of, first, God's authority in establishing this environment, and the authority of His representative, who is designed to communicate to you the Word of God. And that's the authority of the pastor teacher. So you are under God's authority in the chain of command, and hopefully you are in fellowship so that you can appreciate and be encouraged by something that many of you know very well. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we assemble ourselves together so that we can continue to grow in grace and knowledge, whatever our spiritual level is, if we're willing to listen and listen with discernment and desire to understand and be on top of these things. Thank you for this opportunity and everything that it takes, both seen and unseen, for us to be here in these last days. In Christ's name, amen. After John refers to the cosmos as a system that is passing away, it will give way to the era of righteousness and the rule of Jesus Christ personally on this earth. Scripture is replete with statements about His second coming. His first coming was to provide the basis for salvation. His second coming is to establish the kingdom of God on earth and to eliminate the kinds of things, a lot of them, not, but eliminate the so much of the evil that pervades in our world today. Satan and his angels will be placed in hell. They're not there now except for the ones involved in the Genesis 6 episode. But the bulk of them are in the world, and Satan and his angels will be removed from the earth, and you'll eliminate that factor, which will eliminate a tremendous amount of evil, because the human race basically is subject to some spiritual authority of one kind or another. And without that input that has come through the doctrine of demons and the channeling of these evil concepts to individuals, producing false religion, false science, and all the rest of it, this will be eliminated. And so many things that are allowed today will not be allowed.